What is Dreaming by Eitan Boritzer. What is dreaming? Do you remember the story of the caterpillar dreaming? The caterpillar was sleeping on a big green banana leaf, and she was dreaming about the day when she would become a big, beautiful butterfly. When the caterpillar woke up, she was confused. Was she a caterpillar dreaming that she was a butterfly? Or was she a butterfly dreaming that she was a caterpillar? Dreams can be confusing because sometimes dreams seem real. What is dreaming? What is dreaming? Do caterpillars really dream? Do birds dream? What about your cat? Does he dream about chasing a mouse? Does a giraffe dream? Does a snake dream? Does a kangaroo dream? Does your mom or dad dream? Do you ever talk about your dreams with your friends? Do different people have different dreams? Does a kid in China have different dreams than a kid in Africa? Or is there a dream world somewhere where we all meet and dream together? Most everybody, and probably animals too, dream. Most everybody dreams at night, but sometimes we daydream too. Are you daydreaming right now? Some nights we sleep really deep, and we don't think we have many dreams. But maybe we do have dreams, and we just forget them. Sometimes we wake up after a dream, have a glass of water, and go right back to sleep. The next morning, maybe we don't remember that dream. But what happens to our dreams? Whether we remember them or not, where do they go? And from where do they come? Where do dreams come from? Well, sometimes stuff happens to us, like when we're at school, or when we're playing with our friends, or we're running down the street, or when we're just hanging out at home. Hey, a lot of stuff happens in our lives every day, right? Stuff is happening to us all the time. Stuff that we see or hear, stuff that we smell or taste, stuff that we touch. And what about all the stuff that we think about and all our different feelings? And what about all the stuff that we don't even know is happening to us, like somebody whispering in the next room, which we can kind of hear, or like sunshine on our faces, or like pollution, or like a little green booger growing in our nose? Wow! Where does all this stuff that happens to us every day, the stuff that we know about and the stuff that we don't know about, where does all this stuff go? Well, sometimes different pieces of all the stuff that happens to us during the day gets stuck in our brains without us even noticing it or remembering it. Then, during the night while we're sleeping, all the stuff that happened to us during the day just starts playing itself back in our brains, kind of like a video. But when our brains play back all the stuff that happened to us during the day, sometimes it comes out real different in our dreams. Maybe when we're dreaming, stuff happens kind of like it happened during the day. But sometimes when we're dreaming, stuff happens that can never happen during the day. Sometimes we dream about the fun stuff we do during the day, like eating ice cream with our friends or playing video games or buying some cool new clothes or going on a scary ride at an amusement park. But sometimes we dream about fun stuff we don't ever do during the day. We may never climb up a building during the day like a superhero, but we may dream about being a superhero and climbing up a building because maybe we'd really like to do that. Fun dreams are usually about things we like to do or things we want to do. Sometimes, when we're dreaming about all kinds of fun stuff, maybe weird stuff starts to happen in our dream. Then we get kind of confused and we want to try and figure out what that dream really means. Like maybe one night you're having a fun dream where you're flying over your house or even over the whole city and you can see everything and everybody below you. But maybe then, as you're flying around having fun, you start to come down. Do you land someplace safe or do you land in a deep lake or in a tree? Sometimes a fun dream can become a scary dream. Sometimes a dream has a meaning, but it's like a mystery or a puzzle, and we have to try really hard to figure out what that dream really means. Like maybe one night, you have a flying dream, and at first it's fun, but then it gets scary. Maybe you have a flying dream because you're having some problems at home or in school, and you wish that you could get away from all those problems, kind of like you could fly over them. Maybe another night you have a scary dream when you're being chased by a big bear. Maybe there is a bully in school who's bothering you, and you're afraid of that bully, so he becomes even scarier in your dream by becoming a big bear who is chasing you. Scary dreams are also called nightmares. Do you know why? Well, I heard that a long time ago, someone who had a scary dream, and he dreamed that a mare, you know, that a female horse is called a mare, right? Anyway, he dreamed that a mare was standing on his bed and staring down at him while he was sleeping. Well, he got real scared, and then he woke up, and he decided to call that dream a nightmare. And that's kind of how people got to use the word nightmare for a scary dream. Scary dreams are usually about things that we don't like or about things that we don't want to have happen to us. Sometimes we have a scary dream and we think it's real and we wake up sweating or even crying. But what can you do about a scary dream or a nightmare? Maybe when you wake up, you can talk to somebody about it, like your mom or your dad, and maybe your mom or dad will say, "Hey, honey, it's okay. It was only a dream," and maybe that will make you feel better. Or maybe you can tell your brother or sister or even a friend in school about your scary dream. Then maybe they'll tell you about their scary dream. See, everybody dreams, fun dreams and scary dreams. And sometimes it helps you feel better just to talk to somebody about your dreams. Or maybe you just want to keep your dreams all to yourself.
Like, we're sitting in the appointment and I was spinning around with her, her grandkids.
Sometimes we can also talk to a special grown-up person who knows a lot about dreaming, called a psychologist, or a therapist, or a counselor. Kind of grown-up words, huh? That special person talks to lots of kids and grown-ups who are not happy about something, and she or he tries to help them. That person may ask you about your dreams and all kinds of questions about your everyday life at home and at school. Then he or she will try to help you figure out what your dreams mean and how dreams can really help you to understand any problems you are having in your everyday life. Maybe there is something else you can do to help yourself if you have a scary dream. Like maybe one night you are dreaming that you're in a yellow submarine with four funny guys wearing funny bright clothes, diving deep in the ocean, and all of you are singing and dancing in that yellow submarine. Maybe later in your dream, if a big purple shark swims up and tries to eat the submarine, you can dream that you and your friends push a big red button, and the sub pushes away real fast from that nasty old purple shark. Yeah, sometimes we can do stuff to help ourselves in our scary dreams. Maybe later in your dream, that big purple shark shows up again and starts bothering you and chasing you again. What if you just look that shark right in the eyeballs and say, "Hey, shark, this is my dream. Get out of here." I bet that shark soon disappears, especially if you look into his eyeballs with a little kindness and caring. So, if you take control of your dream and do something about the scary part, you can make that dream turn out not scary. Just like when you're awake and not dreaming, you can do something to control somebody who's scaring you. It takes some practice to control your dreams and to make your dreams turn out not scary, but you can do it. Just like in your everyday life, if you think about it, you can do something to help yourself. So, if you want to control your dreams when you go to sleep tonight, close your eyes, take a few slow, deep breaths in and out, and then say to yourself, "I'm going to control my dreams tonight." If you remind yourself every night before you go to sleep, "I'm going to control my dreams tonight," pretty soon you'll be able to see yourself in your own dream, and you'll remember to take control of your own dream. So, if you're flying in your dream, you can remember to land safely. And if you're being chased by something or somebody in your dream, you can remember to stop that too. Maybe now in your dreams, you can also remember to start helping other people who may need help. Maybe now in your dreams, everybody is nice to each other and not hurting anybody else. Maybe now in your dreams there are lots of flowers and nice clean beaches all around and lots of warm sunshine and fun stuff to do and no one is hungry and everybody is really, really happy. Maybe those kinds of dreams can come true, like how the caterpillar got mixed up about her dream. But how she kind of knew from her dream that inside she was really a beautiful butterfly. Maybe our nice dreams can even become real in our everyday lives. What is dreaming? Some people think that dreaming is just a bunch of jumbled up thoughts and feelings from all over the place. The dreams are just like firecrackers going off at night far away in our brains. What do you think? Do dreams have meanings? Can you control your dreams? There is so much stuff to know about dreams. Maybe we just have to keep talking some more about dreams. With your mom or dad, or with your friends, or with some other grown-up, since everybody dreams. So let's turn off the lights now and take a few slow, deep breaths. Let's go to sleep and see what happens in our dreams tonight.